And just one of you call that one?
One post.
I'll ask you about some utensils and things that people use. Like if a woman was having company over, she would probably use her best dishes. What would those be made out of?
China.
You ever heard of people having an egg made out of china or something like that, that they might use to fool a hen into laying? What did they call that?
Fossils.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen people use them?
I've never seen them used. I heard them talk about it, you know. But I've never seen them used.
Yes, ma'am. If you had one made out of china, you'd call that a...
What, a false egg?
Right. It wouldn't be a plastic egg. It'd be a...
China egg.
What about if you were going to get some water out of the well? What would you carry with you to carry it in?
A bucket.
What about if you're going milking?
A bucket.
You ever heard anybody call a bucket anything else?
Pail.
Is there any difference?
I've not no difference. Pail and a bucket is all the
same. What were they usually made out of?
Now, buckets sometimes made out of steel. And you call them what you want, but you know, they call them made out of steel.
Yes, ma'am.
Wood, a bucket. And then some of them is made out of tin, aluminum.
Some of the buckets are?
Mm-hmm. But what I call a bucket would be one that's made out of cedar.
Would a pail ever be made out of cedar?
I ain't never heard nobody say it, man. It's all buckets and pails all the same thing. So
okay.
I can't see no difference there.
Because
it's both over one.
Right. Did people ever keep any kind of container around the kitchen where they throw scraps for the hogs?
Mm-hmm. Slop bucket.
That was just a regular old bucket?
That's right. You know, we use for nothing else but to put trash out in for the hogs.
What did you use if you were going to fry yourself a piece of ham or fry some egg?
What would
you fry it in?
What I fried in would be butter, meat, because I can't eat no other grease. I can't eat no other grease.
Right.
And so I fried mine in butter, all Crisco, all over.
And what would be the thing that you put it in and put it on the stove?
Skillet. Frying pan.
Same thing?
All of them do the same thing.
Yeah.
But a skillet is different from a frying pan.
How's that?
A skillet is heavier. You can cook more heavier, you know, than you can with a frying pan. A frying pan just sitting there, sit on the stove, and you can fry your egg in 2-3 minutes. But now a skillet, you got to let it sit down in your heart.
Stick it.
So I said that'd be the difference, and just take it long and deep.
Yes, ma'am. You ever heard of one that had legs?
Oh, yeah, I had one time. It got broke.
Was that an old-fashioned thing?
It was old-fashioned. Mine was. It had legs and it had a lid. And it was my husband's grandmother's, I think she said it was. Her mother. And you take it and you could cook anything you wanted in it. You put fire at the bottom of it and fire on top. You ever seen that kind?
Did you put this in the fireplace?
Put it in the fireplace. And you have your fire in the bottom. And you have some coal and lay it up on top of that lid. And he would cook cornbread or cake or anything that you want to cook.
Yes, ma'am.
And now that's what that skillet with the legs would be.
Is that just what you call it, a skillet?